Ready?
Still pledge allegiance? Pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I take a roll call?
Please.
Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yeah.
Ms. Payne?
Here.
Mayor Nolan?
Here.
The first item on tonight's agenda is the school budget presentation. We have the superintendent of school, Mr. Rooney.
Mr. Rooney, please. Thank you, sir.
Thank you all for inviting us here tonight. Also with me is Mrs. Janet Sherlock, the Henry Hudson Business Administrator, and Mr. Mullins, the Business Administrator, and Dr. Bragan, the Assistant Business Administrator also.
Thank you all for coming tonight.
Roll this back, and hopefully I'm not blind.
The members and members of the public, there's extra packets of the presentation we're going to see tonight. If anybody prefers a different one. Teaching staff that you have here. I just couldn't tell you how impressed I am with them. Of course, this technology is great when it works for you. Okay. This is just the mission statement. It's in every single classroom. It hangs in our buildings, but it is something we live by, and I'm not going to bore you all and read it to you, but it is an important part of what we do and who we are every day. It's important for the teachers to recognize that. That it is our responsibility to educate all of our kids every single day. Okay. We had some overall budget objectives that we were trying to accomplish here. It has been an unbelievable ride for the last several years, as Mayor and Council already knows, with funding. And right now, we seem to have stabilized a lot more on the state side of things, and you'll see that with the exception of the 09 budget year. What we're really concerned about going forward is the possibility of that federal funding cliff for next year. And everyone knows that there's a possibility of that coming out there, and all depends, and it's out of our control what goes forward. But what we're looking at on the state level, there are a lot of initiatives coming down between something called the Common Core, something called PARC, EE4NJ, new teacher evaluation, and also we have some bills that are coming up, something called the Ruiz bill that's going to affect tenure for teachers. All these things are coming, and they're coming at once. We've never seen them before come to schools at this pace. What is interesting is here is when you start looking at what we're hoping to accomplish with our spending plan, and as Mayor and Council are aware, the budget vote is now removed. The governor and the legislature approved the document that was signed into law, which states that for the next four budget years, okay, there will not be a school vote on the budget. The school election is now moved to November. So when you start seeing this and really you want to focus on where we're at in that 2009 year, when you see where we were and where we're at now, We've begun to get that back. And skip to the most important part what we're looking at. Keep some of those figures in parentheses there. That state aid, $9,000 or less, $23,000 less. That's going to come back to be an important number. But we'll explain to you all the things that we're going to try and do in this budget year and what's going to affect us going forward. Okay? I think it's important how hard the Board of Ed, prior to my arrival, worked at getting taxes down. So when we talk about $130,000 not being taxed, I think that's an important number. But when you begin to see some of the things that we're going to try and do to upgrade our school and the education for our students without raising taxes to that number that we're looking at there. Okay? I'm going to lift up the box. I have a box. Please, if we have a box. Because it is important to see those numbers on the bottom there. That red line is the one that everyone in the audience really wants to look at. Your real estate taxes, because that's what you come to see hear us talk about. Because the vast majority of your property tax bill, about 52%, goes to the schools. So these are the numbers that you want to see. The bottom there is, again, those are important numbers. Okay, for us to be looking at and where we're headed. And now I'm going to tell you some of those things that we're going to be doing with these dollars that we're looking to spend. A little more than 85%. Okay. We have contractual obligations. We have fixed costs, okay, just like anyone else does. We're currently negotiating, and we're looking to do a lot of great things. I have the pleasure, as I say tongue-in-cheek, I'm currently negotiating three contracts right now. Atlantic Highlands Teacher Association, Highlands Teacher Association, and Henry Hudson. So we're trying to incorporate a lot of the same things in those contracts and bring unification and stabilize what we're trying to do in education, but also to our customers, the taxpayers. Okay? Some things that we have to do going forward, we have to look to add a wireless network, okay, to be our backbone. Someone is going to ask me at some point, why would you look to add a wireless network to a pre-K to 6 school? We are a year away from doing away with our paper and pen tests. Okay? Come October, a year from now, all of our kids are going to be tested online on a quarterly basis by the state of New Jersey. Okay? I don't have a choice. I need to begin to put in a wireless network now. I need to update our computer lab. Our computers are about 9 years old in that lab. Some are as new as 7. I've got 2 of those, but the rest of them are 9. We need to update those, push those other ones out of the classroom. We're looking at adding a laptop part. We need some smart boards. Those are the video presentation systems. That is where they're interactive whiteboards in the classrooms. And we're looking to add some iPads. What's happening in education nationally is unprecedented between the Common Core, where you have math and language arts, one curriculum going to be taught at every state, the same place, the same time. The next thing we're seeing is kind of, I don't know if I said that, it's an evolution of the iPad becoming a tool in education. It's going to become more of part of the process. 6 weeks ago, they announced iPad was bringing out something called textbooks, iTextbooks. And it's really going to revolutionize. It's going to do what iTunes did to the music industry. They're going to do the same thing to the $9 billion a year textbook industry. And in the last couple of weeks, I think there are 14 textbooks already online, and they priced them exactly right. We can have in New Jersey a 5-year limit on our textbooks. Most of my textbooks average out to be around $75 a piece. Some are a little bit higher, some are a little bit less. The iPad textbooks are $15 a year. So your 5-year cost is going to be exactly the same. So this is the route that everyone is going towards, these online textbooks. So the publishers are getting out of publishing our books. We have some windows that we have to replace. This year we're going to try and replace our pre-K windows. I don't know as small as the exact size, about 5 by 16 or 5 by 14 windows. They are enormous windows. They have everything from plastic stuffing in them to keep the water out. We can open 2 of the 8, I think, right now, where they're at. It's real more of a safety issue than it is a health being cold or hot issue. We're looking to redo the gym floor there, sanding it all the way down, painting it, and then resealing it. We're also going to, through the help and assistance of Hazlitt School District, we're going to be borrowing their floor grinder. We're going to grind down our terrazzo floors about 1/16 of an inch to restore them to what they were, and then we'll be sealing those up. We're going to be doing a little renovation work in the hallways with painting and plaster work, etc. We have that wireless network, and we have some other infrastructure needs that we need to do. And just some carpeting issues in the main office. It's kind of worn out, and everyone just walks through the same path. Nothing extravagant there. We're never trying to maintain. We're always trying to improve. We have a beautiful, beautiful older building. I have a colleague who's doing some interim work for us right now, and he just was in awe of the fact that we have wood in the classroom floor still. He just thought that was the greatest thing in the world. It is fantastic, and we're going to try and not just maintain it, but improve every facet that we can when we can. We're asking for a slight increase, Chris, $32,000. So remember that $23,000 number and change that we talked about. All those things we're looking to do for an increase of $32,000. Is there any other on this one? Thank you. Okay. Yeah. No, that's not my hat. Somebody asked that earlier when I showed that. But if Mayor and Council has any questions as I'm setting up for the Henry Hudson budget, we'll be glad to answer those. No, I'll be fine.
Anybody have any questions?
I have to make them different colors all three schools, otherwise I'll never remember it. Okay. This is a slide that I want you all to kind of take a look at, because that's very important. You'll see in the spring there, when we lost a lot of aid, 2009-2010, we were at $1.1 million. In the 2010-2011, we dropped to $685,000. We're slowly but surely creeping back up to that number, which is it's nice to be at, because it can fund all the programs that we're looking to do. We have to do almost the same things with the technology infrastructure up at Henry Hudson that we have to do at the Highlands Elementary School. I don't have as many maintenance issues, but I do have a lot of that technology infrastructure for the exact same reasons that I stated, the Common Core, the PARC quarterly assessment. We have a new language arts curriculum that we're bringing with the Common Core. We're working towards that. The technology enhancement and staff development that we're looking to do. When I started in 2005 in Atlantic Highlands, I think we had the student assistance counselor and a foreign language teacher. I think I'm now at the 3 pages of sharing services, and I bet you I left some out, to be very, very honest with you. We are looking to share everything we can with everyone that we can. Okay, I introduced you to Dr. Brady and Mr. Mullins. They also work full-time at Hazlitt, too. So we share everything from there is not an administrator that I'm aware of in the districts that is not shared at this point. Okay. We share currently a school librarian with Hazlitt and Kingsburg. We share myself. We've saved you about a point on your tax rate, a little more than a point on your tax rate. Okay. There is now a statutory requirement. It's referred to as Chapter 78, where teachers now have to contribute to their health care insurance. Both in Highlands and Henry Hudson, there's also a contractual obligation. So they have a legal obligation and a contractual obligation to contribute to their health care. So that is helping us offset our health care costs, which, as everyone knows, they don't go down. In a good year, maybe they go up 14-16%. So we're lucky that we're getting this contribution to offset any of our increases. It also feels like our insurance always goes up in property liability, workers' comp, etc. This is the shot that everyone always likes to see, okay? And we like to refer to this as trending, okay? The most important thing is the zero on the bottom, okay? This is the second year. We are not going to be having an increase on your regional tax base whatsoever. That's an important number, but I also wanted you to see where we're at, and remember that big year, that 10-11 school year from the 09 budget cuts the previous spring. We are increasing a half-time special education teacher. We have a fabulous program out at Sandy Hook that we're looking to increase with the Department of Interior, hopefully to a full-day program, so we can include more students in that. But we have to work with the Department of Interior, etc. That is not an easy task, as I have found out. I thought we could just have a couple phone calls, a meeting, and be done with it. I think we're on to our 12th email, and they haven't even told me who I could send something to yet. We have saved a tremendous amount, and this was before I arrived there. They refinanced their bonds in December. We're going to be moving a large portion of that $100,000 savings into next year's budget, almost a point's worth, so that in the event that we do see that federal funding cliff I mentioned, we're not going to get too big of a hit at that point. We're trying to project forward. This budget always sets us up for the next one and the next one. That's what we're hoping to see. But overall, with our reduction, we're saving about $1.1 million in the refinancing of bonds. I'm deconstructing everything. If there's any questions we can entertain, we'll be glad to help.
Whoa.
Sorry about that.
That's cool.
Only Dale.
I truly do appreciate all your time.
Thank you. Thank you for your time, everybody. Does anybody have any questions on the table? Mr. O'Neill asked a question.
with your electronic textbooks and something, is that something the kids would take home?
Well, right now we have our textbooks, our physical textbooks, and then there's also an online component to that, so that they can go home and use that. That's going to kind of stay in place because we just don't have the capacity right now to buy 200 iPads. That just is not going to happen. But what really is happening is that our selection for textbooks is beginning to dwindle, the physical part of the textbooks. So probably, I made the mistake of saying last spring that I think, 3 or 4 years I'll be not buying any more textbooks. I may be about 2 years away from not buying any more textbooks, to be very, very honest with you. We are using some cases that are Department of Defense and UK Minister of Military Field Raider. They're waterproof, shockproof. You really can't break the iPad in that. They add about $40 onto the unit. We're going to try and have some pre-K through 12 right now. We have some of the specialized classes. We're going to give those a try first to see how well they last, et cetera, before we just jump to sending them home. What we're going to try and do in some of the schools right now is to send the textbooks home and keep the iPads in school for a brief period of time so we get really acclimated to it. But I've got a lot of training to do with the teachers also.
Well, the textbook would be online, and if you had a computer home, you could go online at your house with your own computer in.
Correct. There's also a huge, huge thing going on right now with the cable companies, Comcast, Sirs, Highlands. It is called Internet Essentials. For $9 a month, any family that qualifies for free or reduced lunch, there's set prices by the federal government, you can get $9 internet access, and they used to give you a voucher for $250 for a computer, now they just give you a voucher for a computer. So the concern about children not being able to have internet access at home or at a public library, et cetera, is kind of removed. That's a game changer right now. For $9 a month, someone can get internet access for their child.
That's good.
The other nice part with the online textbooks, Councilman, is they're constantly updated. If we buy a textbook today, tomorrow it's outdated.
Right.
The online ones, we're paying $15 a year, but they're constantly an updated textbook. You don't get outdated. You constantly have the most current information.
Right. And that's on the computer, right?
We have the online access to it, so it'll be housed on the iPads. But sometimes it'll be too much information to where they'll download a chapter, have a chapter on the iPad, and the rest of it stays in the cloud or stays on the internet access, where they can get to it from the iPad, from the computer lab, or from home.
They're extremely interactive, so they take a lot of memory. The science books and the algebra books that are out there right now, the personal tutors, a child will touch something and then it's taught right in front of them at that moment at any given time.
Video is built in, a molecule comes to life on it and starts spinning, that's a whole different educational world.
It's that user friendly, right?
You don't know.
Mr. Rooney, are there any programs out there that you as a school district couldn't apply for some assistance that maybe the borough could that you're aware of? In other words, like I read Apple has $97 billion and they want to give some money away.
Yeah.
Maybe they give us some money.
I will say that they're not the best at negotiating.
Probably got $97 billion.
Exactly. It is you play an R, as they like to say, ecosystem, and then that's it. They have been, even before they announced the new iPad, they've been very agreeable to negotiating some aspects. What we're trying to do through the Monmouth and Oceanhead Services Commission is work on something called volume price purchasing.
Right.
Some of our apps, a lot of the great apps are free.
Right.
But there are some other apps in education that we'll be buying that may be $10 to $15, but there is a special ed app that is phenomenal that's gotten a lot of publicity. It's called ProLiquid2Go, and it costs about $200. And that's a lot of money, but when you realize that program 3 years ago used to cost $15,000 for a site license for five computers, it's not much. And what it does, it gives someone the ability to speak that can't.
Okay.
I only needed one of those programs, but I get credit for buying that one. With Apple, if you buy 20 of those, all 20 are then reduced by 50%.
Wow.
So what we're trying to do is form a consortium between Monmouth and Ocean County on volume price purchasing. I don't need that one, but maybe somebody else could use that other credit to get to that 20, and then we all see the reduction.
Sure.
That's what we're really trying to work with Apple on doing right now. They don't give us great deals on their hardware. It kind of is a set price.
Yeah.
8 weeks ago, the iPad... was selling for about $499. They're down to $379 for schools right now, which is a pretty decent buy for all things considered. But there are other programs out there that we're going to look to. But a lot of them for us, they're either too big, or they're five here or ten there. But I'll take them.
Sure.
I'm not proud. I'll take anything.
Sure. Yeah.
To be very honest with you, but we have a lot of infrastructure needs also that we need to get server racks in there. We need servers. We need some wireless stuff that we're going to do. We're in great shape financially to do those things with a minimal increase.
Do you have to have the iPad tablet or kind of all runs through there now?
Yeah, everything seems to be going in that direction. There is a lot of stuff on the Android side, but the problem is that they're written for 15 or 16 different pieces of equipment. So if you have the one that works really well, then it's great. But if you don't, then you get buggy and you get into a problem with it. So they kind of cornered the market for now. But in all honesty, I don't see a piloting program at one of the grade levels, a bring-your-own-device program. Just for one marking period. But in 5 years, I may not be buying any technology equipment.
Right.
They may be having it their own that they're coming to school with.
Right. So, okay.
It's moving fast and furious on us.
Yeah, it is. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you all for having us.
Thank you.
Okay, Mary Ellen, next item on the agenda is the consent agenda.
Okay. Does anybody have anything they want to pull, talk about?
I just have one correction on the executive session minutes. They have Mr. O'Neill being absent. He arrived at 7:11 p.m., so that would be the only thing.
7:11. Okay. Anybody else? Anything you want to talk about? Okay. I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second it.
Second by Ms. Kane, Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. Moving on to resolution R12-64. This is authorizing a payment to Mr. Hilling for unused period of time in accordance with employment contract and approving a full final release and separation agreement.
Okay. This is Mr. Cagulli.
This is contractual time to which he was entitled. As you know, he's no longer here. We had a trial over that issue. But this matter was left unresolved, so we're giving him what he was entitled to and obtaining a full release that he agrees that he was entitled to, and there'll be no further action by him against the borough.
Basically a contract obligation.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Anyone have any questions at the table?
No.
Okay, I'll offer that.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second that.
Second by Mr. O'Neill. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yep.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. Resolution R-1268, resolution declaring emergent condition from a sewer backup on Bay Ave and to provide authorization to obtain contract without public bidding pursuant to provisions of NJSA 48:11-6.
Okay, anybody want to speak to that? Any conversations?
I can let you know. We had sewer backup on Bay Avenue from approximately south of Cumberland Farms back towards the bridge. Upon further investigation, we found that there's some type of slurry coating mix that may have been applied to pipe somewhere.
Okay.
And it's literally big chunks of almost like a cement type substance that are in that line. It may have been a buildup over a couple of years. We're trying to figure all that out, but in the meantime, we had to have a large majority of that removed. We are in contact with the DOT because we feel that there may have been an issue with regards to construction of the bridge project that attributed to that. Can't say it all let loose at one time, but over a period of time, we've had an issue there. In the meantime, we did have a small break in a pipe down in that section, so I authorized that too, and it was a very minimal repair that needed to be done. So it's going to be ongoing, but tomorrow they're going to be done to a certain point.
Okay.
We believe they hit where they needed to hit right now, but we're going to continue our discussions with the DOT as well.
Thank you, Mr. Hill.
Mr. Mayor.
Sir.
Mr. Hill, what is the material that's getting pulled out from the pipe?
From what it's been explained to me, is like a slurry of some type of pipe coating or something. It's like a cement hardened surface.
Right.
And gravity fed wherever it's coming from over a period of time. I guess it finally built up at that area, and that's what we're trying to determine. We may, in fact, need to get it tested if we really want to go that route to see if we can find out a match of where it's coming from.
Has T&M looked at it?
I have not seen it.
I haven't called them in on it yet. I mean, I don't want to put them on the spot, but I didn't go to him and say, you know, this is where we're at.
I think they should, you know, at this point, drive by the salt house and look at it, and maybe it'll pop into their heads as to that it is something.
Sure.
We've accumulated quite a bit. We've saved a lot of evidence.
Yeah, I mean, it's like chalk.
Right.
It's like chalk, but I don't understand why it would be down the storm sewer.
What he's saying is you got to drive by anyway, so.
I will take a look tomorrow.
Give us a little more precision than the survey.
Mellow look.
Get that guy in
the Mellow.
Does anybody have any other comments?
I'll say that.
Seeing none, I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
Second.
Second by Mr. Redman. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yep.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
All right. Moving on to ordinances. On for second reading and public hearing is ordinance 0-12-2, an ordinance amending Chapter 10, Section 10-2, entitled, quote, fees of the revised general ordinance of the Borough of Highlands, 1975, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey. This ordinance was published in its entirety in the February 17th edition of the Two River Times and may now be open for public hearing.
Okay. This is 12-2, correct?
Correct.
Anybody have any comments on ordinance 12-2? Seeing none. Anybody at the table? Okay.
Yep. On for third and final reading and adoption is ordinance 0-12-2, the ordinance amending Chapter 10, Section 10-2, entitled Code Fees of the Revised General Ordinances of the Borough of Highlands, 1975, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey.
I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. O'Neill. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yep.
Ms. Kane?
Yeah.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. On for second reading and public hearing at this time is ordinance 0-12-3, adding 2-3.5 new section to the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Highlands, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey, establishing educational requirements for elected officials. This ordinance was published in its entirety in the February 17th edition of the Two River Times and may now be open for a public hearing.
Anyone have any questions on 12-3? Ms. Bucko?
Carl Bucko, 330 Shore Drive. I think it's a good idea to have these courses. I know the Housing Authority has them. But I just wonder where and how these legitimate courses will be offered. Will it be like an off-site type thing like the Housing Authority does?
The New Jersey League of Municipality offers a lot of classes for newly elected officials, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were offered at Brookfield College.
will be certificates of completion once they have completed the courses and so forth?
Same as when, I think what we're doing is, the answer is yes, Ms. Boca. The ones I'm aware of are certificates of completion. And I think what we're doing is we're basically requiring ourselves to go to the same training appointees are. So, well, but I've seen them at Rutgers, I've seen them at Brookdale, right. I've seen them at, you know, League of Municipalities.
I think it's a very good idea. I just don't want the taxpayers of Highlands paying for somebody to get a public administration degree.
Yeah, there's courses that are titled for newly elected officials.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they used to run them through the county, and I guess they don't do that.
I do a lot of those on the league.
Actually,
I just wanted to know, and there were no consequences if you don't finish.
Okay.
I think the consequences is you shouldn't be reelected.
Well,
in my opinion.
I don't think that's legitimate.
Okay.
Whatever.
Then you can't go again. Any other questions on 12-3 or any comments? Seeing none. Anyone have any comments up here?
On for third and final reading and adoption is ordinance 0-12-3, adding 2-3.5 new sections to revised general ordinances of the Borough of Highlands, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey, establishing educational requirements for elected officials.
I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan. Seconded by Ms. Kane. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francy?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. On for second reading and public hearing is ordinance 0-12-4, an ordinance adding 2-3.6 new section to revised general ordinances of the Borough of Highlands, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey, establishing attendance policy for elected appointed officials. This was published in its entirety in February 17th edition of the Two Every Time and may now be open for public hearing.
Anyone have any questions on 12-4? Ms. Bucko?
Carol Bucko, 330 Shore Drive. Only two things. Reasons are a little sketchy. Weddings, you know, I don't know anybody that really gets married on a Wednesday evening, but vacations. It seems to me that you could plan your vacations between council meetings and so forth. And also, you wouldn't want to be taking the classes on the night that you have a council meeting and use that as a legitimate excuse.
Okay.
My opinion.
Any other comments, questions? Okay. Seeing none.
For third and final reading and adoption is ordinance 0-12-4, an ordinance adding 2-3.6 new section to the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Highlands, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey, establishing attendance policy for elected and appointed officials.
I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Mr. Redmond. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francy?
Yep.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. On for second reading and public hearing is ordinance 0-12-5, an ordinance amending chapter 6-6, requirements for employees serving alcoholic beverages of the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Highlands. This ordinance was also published in its entirety in the February 17th edition of Two Every Times and may now be open for a public hearing.
Anyone have any questions on 12-5, Ms. Butler?
I see that you're eliminating the entire alcohol thing that you went to great lengths to enforce 2 years ago, causing the businesses much trauma. Now what happens with all the equipment that you purchased for those IDs, the cameras, and the fingerprints and all that stuff? I'm sure you'll have another way to use it, but you know, you insisted on going above and beyond the state, and now you're going below the state and everybody else in the county.
Exactly. I don't work in the police department, but one use off the top of my head is employee IDs.
Right, exactly.
There's other uses for the
equipment. Chief, please.
And we're not below the state.
No, we mirror.
The equipment we still use for police department IDs and borough IDs, wherever the borough needs one. As far as going above and beyond the state or below them, what the state mandates, that's the important.
Thank you, Chief. And also, we have to be, I guess, smart enough to realize when we want to change things that maybe didn't work as well as planned. They don't do it at the national level. We do here. What can I tell you? Go ahead.
The third and final reading and adoption is Ordinance 0-12-5, an ordinance amending Chapter 6-6, requirements for employees serving alcoholic beverages of the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Highlands.
I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Francie. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. King?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. On for second reading and public hearing is Ordinance 0-12-6, an ordinance amending Chapter 7-3.8, permit parking for residents in the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Highlands. This was published in the February 17th edition of the True River Times and may now be open for a public hearing.
Anyone have any questions on 12-6? Ms. Bucko?
Yes, I wondered why you're eliminating Section 3, resident parking between Maria and Willow Street, which you instituted in order to, because it was too difficult for the people to get out of their driveways, for the condominium complexes to get out of their driveways in that area because of preferring parking so close to the driveway.
Chief, did you want to speak to that?
We recommended that change. Recommended the change because that ordinance was actually enacted, and we had two ferry services operating out off of Shore
Drive.
Exactly
right.
And if the residents had nowhere to park, that's why it was. Now we don't have a second ferry there for the rest of several years. It just seems antiquated.
And if it came back, we could always amend it again. Okay. Thank you, Chief. Any other questions on permit parking?
I disagree with the antiquated. Still parking on both parking lots.
Okay.
Not the volume that there once was when there was such a ferry service.
Correct.
The lots are full, but the streets aren't. It's nothing like it was now.
Yeah, it will be.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Mayor. On for third and final reading and adoption is Ordinance 0-12-6, an ordinance amending Chapter 7-3.8, permit parking for residents in revised general ordinances of the Borough Plans.
I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Mr. O'Neill. Mr. Redmond?
Discussion, please.
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
I think Carol, Ms. Bucko has an excellent point. I don't think it's antiquated at this point. The reality is C Street is using the Sandy Hook Marina's parking lot during the summer. Most of the valet parking is there. Other people park down there, and if we eliminate the permit parking between the two parking areas, that will fill up preferentially. And I think it's a mistake. I think we will end up coming back to undo it. I don't understand why we are doing it, because at this point there's no pressure on us to do it. I understand Chief's comments that he thinks it's, you know, because we lost a ferry. But the reality is, I don't think we are harmed by leaving it in place. And the other part of it is, I might feel a little bit differently if, at this point, if we opened up permit parking to any resident in Highlands. In fact, we're limiting it to permit parking just for people who live there. And I'm not so sure that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So I intend to vote no on this. Just.
Any other comments from the table? Okay.
Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
No.
Ms. King?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. On for second reading and public hearing is Ordinance 0-12-7, an ordinance amending Chapter 4-10, quote, bicycles in the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Highlands. This ordinance was published in its entirety in the February 17th edition of the Two River Times and may now be open for a public hearing.
Do we have any questions on 12-7? Questions? Seeing none?
On for third and final reading and adoption is Ordinance 0-12-7, an ordinance amending Chapter 4-10, bicycles in the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Highlands.
I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second.
Seconded by Ms. Kane. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. On for second reading and public hearing is Ordinance 0-12-8, an ordinance amending Chapter 5-4 entitled Dog Cannabis of the Revised General Ordinances of the Borough of Highlands. This was also published in its entirety in the February 17th edition of the Two River Times, and may now be open for public hearing.
Anyone have any questions on 12-8, Dog Cannabis Ordinance? Seeing none, any discussion at the table? Oh, okay, I'll offer it.
On for third and final reading and adoption is Ordinance 0-12-8, an ordinance amending Chapter 5-4 entitled Dog Canvas of the Revised General Ordinances of the Borough of Highlands. That was offered by Mayor Nolan.
Yep.
Seconded by Mr. O'Neill. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Franti?
Yep.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. Moving on to other business, we have the Burr Engineer Status Report.
As you're on.
Thank you. The first project I'd like to talk about is the reconstruction of Highland Avenue. As you all know, the contractor has remobilized and has been continuing with the concrete work from Miller Valley. They resumed a drainage work, and then last Friday, there was a water main break, so there's a lot of effort following up that. And then the contractor will then, you know, restart shortly. Reconstruction of Bay Avenue, the pre-construction meeting was held today. The contractor is looking to start his work in April. And lastly, the automatic transfer switch contract. The contractor's been receiving his equipment. South Bay transfer switch will be installed starting tomorrow. He will continue with the other transfer switches and until the last one, which is Water Witch, which would be expected to occur mid-April. So between now and the next 3 or 4 weeks, he'll be installing the transfer switches.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Anyone have any questions at the table for the engineer?
I some questions on the repair at the where the water break was. At this point, they've asphalted the sidewalk. It looks like everything's temporary.
Yes.
How do we ensure that the church is made whole and, of course, Highlands is made whole? Highlands is fairly straightforward, but I don't know to what degree we can make sure that the church is made whole on whatever needs to get done.
When you say made whole, just on what damage they experienced? That the damage was mainly kept to the roadway and the sidewalk area. The sidewalk got all undermined. That whole sidewalk area is scheduled to be replaced. Jazz hasn't gotten in there yet for Fiore.
Okay.
All right, so that's all coming through a new curb, new sidewalk. We want to get the drainage done first.
Then that's easy.
Right. So that'll all be taken care of.
Okay.
The contractor's time and materials and everything was all accounted for separately during that the break episode.
Is it going to be a change to change the stormwater now going down there with the impact of the sewer flow?
There's going to be a small modification, most likely. Only reason being is again, the water company did not, the drawings they gave us did not match what was actually out in the field, what was actually installed. And quite frankly, when they saw what was installed, they were kind of shocked themselves.
So you're going to have to put, I heard talk when we were up there, another catch basin or a manhole there, the bird?
Possibly. We're working on that today to get up,
working on that.
To get up and over top of the of their main, and then continue up the road and finish up the drainage up
when
the Miller.
When do you see that going back to getting done?
I'd like to get them back to work Monday at the latest.
Monday? Okay.
That's what I'd like to. You know, whether that happens or not, it depends on his getting him back in again. But we should have something back to the contractor tomorrow.
Okay, and you said that paving would start as soon as the plant's open?
That's Fiore's, that's his intent right now.
Okay.
The concrete work is pretty much wrapped up except for Miller. Once he gets his drainage work done, he's going to go over towards Twin Lights, add a little more drainage over there coming down off that hill. And start ripping up. I believe he wants to start by off the hook, but he hasn't come back with a definitive on that yet.
Okay. He gets that, you'll give it to us so we can give it to the neighbors?
Yes, absolutely. Neighbors will all be notified again. And, you know, obviously with, you know, paving and driveways and access and everything else, they'll get re-notified on those items.
Does Jersey American pick up any liability for the work, for the repairs that happened?
I believe, Mr. Frantz, they are responsible for the whole thing, to be honest about it. It's something I think we'll have to have further discussion with Mr. Padula about. But it looked like it was an absolute failure in their infrastructure that was not caused by construction whatsoever.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
What was it, the bell housing?
Well, basically, without going into too much detail, the items that they used to create their connections appeared to have deteriorated, corroded, and failed. Basically, and the way they brought the pipe down the road, crossed it, and came down the other side, was with a 90-degree bend, which was something the water company themselves said they couldn't believe they actually had that in there. Usually it's swept with 245s.
Right.
So with a 12-inch main coming down the hill and having that implemented, you know, that was one part of it. And like I said, everything, their threaded rods are corroded in the ground, and some weren't even connected anymore.
Okay.
We've got photos and documentation and all sorts of fun stuff on that one.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone, any other questions for the engineer? Okay. Thank you, guys.
The next item is the review of the planning board comments on ordinance 0-12-9. Planning board has reviewed that ordinance and has adopted their recommendations via a resolution dated March 8, 2012.
Does anybody at the table have any questions, comments, or concerns on 12-9, the revised edition?
This is on their comments, and later on then we're going to introduce the amendment.
Yes. Okay. Seeing none.
Okay, the next one is review of the planning board comments on ordinance 0-12-10.
I was going to do it at the end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Does anyone have any comments on 12-10 at the table? No? Okay. Next.
Review of professional engineering services proposal for the Washington Avenue project.
Okay. Mr. Padula, you want to weigh in on this? Is this where we're talking about... Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, let Dale introduce it.
I think we should table this because at this point, this scope is way beyond what we are talking about.
Is we revising it to what we talked about?
We have.
Tonight? Okay.
Yeah.
So should we do that now, Mr. Padula?
Yeah.
We can should do that now, correct?
Yeah, sure. I'll give a little update on Captain's Cove, Washington Avenue. Representatives of the borough and Representative Mr. Rosiak and some of his professionals met, like we discussed at the last meeting. We met face-to-face. We discussed proposals. We exchanged plans, two sets of plans. After reviewing the second set of revised plans, we have additional questions, which Mr. Lubner, the engineer, and I are going to speak to Mr. McKenna about tomorrow or Friday at the latest. Mr. McKenna is Mr. Rosiak's attorney. And then we're going to try to move forward. If